Good. Please do keep Luke chapter 8 there open, because that's where we're going to be for the next little while. How's your hearing? How's your hearing? My mum always used to say that she had selective deafness. She heard what she wanted to hear. But I suppose when you're bringing up five boys and you have your mother-in-law living with you in a three-bedroom house, I guess, you know, it kind of makes sense. You can't listen to everyone all the time, can you? But how's your hearing? I mean, how is your hearing when it comes to listening to God's word, to scripture, to the Bible? I mean, did you listen carefully last week? Last Sunday, when we heard Jesus speaking about different responses to his word? If you did, then you will have looked at yourself, at your own heart and mind, and assessed how you have been receiving God's word. You'll know whether you're as hard as a path and reject God's word, or whether you have no depth, you're like the rocky ground. Oh, you were enthusiastic once upon a time, but not anymore. Or you're being choked by the worrisome weeds of life. Everything out there in life just seems so difficult, so busy, so hard that you just don't have time for God's word. Or perhaps you looked and thought, yeah, do you know what? I really do try and listen to God's word, and I see change, and I think, by God's grace, I am producing fruit in my life. And you see, when Jesus spoke all of those words to the crowd, that huge crowd that gathered, they all heard his words, but most of them were too hard-hearted, too shallow, or too distracted to really hear what he was saying. Just a few were attentive and responsive enough to become fruitful people. And now, without really pausing for breath, and with some potentially offensive words, Jesus presses home the issue and the urgency of how we hear him. So, verse 16. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar, or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. And you think, well, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? I mean, you don't buy a lamp and then buy a bucket at the same time and put the bucket over the lamp, do you? And you don't buy a lamp to go under the bed. And certainly you didn't do that back in Jesus' day when it was a naked flame for a lamp. No, why does Jesus state, well, what is flipping obvious? Well, he tells us, verse 17. For, here's the reason, for there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be made known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. So you put the lamp on the stand so that everyone can see what's going on. And the point Jesus makes is that the extent to which we listen to Jesus is there for all to see. It's there in our words, in our attitudes and our actions. You see, if we're not listening, we won't change. We'll carry on living as we did before we became a Christian. Or if we are already a Christian, we won't be growing and changing as our Christian life moves on. But if we are listening to Jesus, we will change. Sometimes change will be quite quick. Something dawns on us and we realize we've got to stop doing something or start doing something. Sometimes, though, probably more often, the change is more gradual. But whichever, the change will be noticed, not only by our family, our friends, and our colleagues, but actually we ourselves will notice the change within us. We will look back and we can say, I'm not the person I used to be. And if we listen to Jesus, we'll be curious. We'll be keen to learn and to grow in our knowledge of God and ourselves. The Bible will become increasingly a part of everyday life because we want to read it and hear God's word to us each day. And so, as we hear God, as we listen attentively to him, our love for Christ will deepen. Our trust in his reliability will grow and will become a more faithful follower. Excuse me. But that's not all. People who listen to Jesus will want to be involved in ministry. They want to be involved with other people. Because as we listen to Jesus, we experience him ministering to us. And the outflow of that is that we want to minister to others. And that may well begin with something very simple. But as we grow, we discern the gifts that God has given us, and we want to use them to serve his family, the church. But that's not all Jesus is saying here in verse 17. He's also saying that one day our responses to the word of God will be fully exposed. When Jesus returns, as he promised he would, our lives will then be put under an intense spotlight, and everyone will see how we have listened. So as Jesus said earlier on in Luke's gospel, those who haven't built their lives on the solid rock of Jesus' teaching will be swept away by the flood of God's judgment. Those who have built their lives on Jesus will be welcomed. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come and enjoy my banquet with me. And this is why Jesus is so adamant in verse 18. Therefore, because what is hidden will be disclosed, because you will be judged according to how you listen to God's word, therefore, consider carefully how you listen. And Jesus is not simply talking to the people back then. He is talking to you and to me this morning. Consider carefully how you listen. And so we now, with that in mind, can begin to understand verse 18. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have, will be taken from them. See, if we listen to Jesus, we have now the joy of knowing him, of being filled with the Spirit, of living fruitful, God-honoring lives. And then when Christ returns, we will enjoy the fullness of the restoration of the whole of creation. And we'll see Jesus face to face and we will be like him. But those who don't listen to Jesus, well, presumably they have someone better to listen to. Perhaps it's their own voice in their own head. Perhaps, and this has to be said, doesn't it? Perhaps it's social media. Who knows? But these people, they think they have everything. They don't need Jesus. And Jesus said to them, what you think you have will be taken from you. Because it's not the teaching of your Creator, your King, your Judge, your Savior, Jesus. So when Jesus tells us to consider carefully how we listen, there is a real urgency. Don't put it off. The consequences of not listening are catastrophic. Total loss. Everything taken from us. So please, please, would you do what Jesus asks of you this morning? Would you consider very carefully how you are listening to Jesus? Now, What happens next presses this home in a way that might offend some people. But actually, properly understood, it should encourage us and delight us. So as Jesus is speaking to this huge crowd of people, his mother and brothers come to see him, verse 19, but they can't get near him because of the crowds. Word is passed forward through the crowd. Tell him, tell Jesus, his mother and brothers are wanting to see him. Finally, the message reaches Jesus. Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to see you. And Jesus replies, my mother and brother are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. You see, it's the same message, isn't it? It's the same message we heard in that previous section and last week in the parable of the soils. But the emphasis here is on hearing and doing, putting God's word into action. It's like that first reading we have from James. Faith without works is dead. Listening without doing is useless. Real hearing demands real action. And yet, listen, this is important. This is not some moralistic campaign by Jesus. He isn't wagging his finger like that school teacher saying, look at me, excuse me, look at me when I'm talking to you. You need to knuckle down, pull your socks up and do some work. That is not Jesus' tone of voice. It's not what he's saying. We don't know why his mother and brothers wanted to see him. Perhaps they're concerned for his welfare. After all, he's surrounded by this crowd. Perhaps he hasn't eaten all day. We don't know. And Jesus does not criticize his mother and brothers. But what he does here is to expand his family. So his family now, he says, includes everyone and anyone who hears God's word and puts it into practice. So if you're listening to God's word, if you're hearing and doing, you are Jesus' mother and brother. You are his family. And when we see others hearing God's word, listening carefully and putting it into practice, we can say, ah, look, here's a brother or sister in Christ. Here's another member of his family. But what is the message that we need to hear in order to become a member of the family? What is it that we have to hear and put into practice? Well, do you remember the other week how Jesus went for a meal with Simon the Pharisee and the sinful woman turned up and started anointing Jesus' feet and wiping his feet with her hair? Simon condemned the woman as a sinner. If this man were a prophet, he'd know what kind of woman she is, that she's a sinner. But Jesus sees her love for him. He welcomes her. He commends her. He forgives her. And then the people ask, who is this who even forgives sins? Now you see, that's where listening to Jesus begins. It's his answer to the question is, I am the one who welcomes I am the one who welcomes sinners and forgives them. That's who I am. And if we're really listening to that, then we will see that we are the sinner who needs his forgiveness. And when we grasp that, we respond with love for Jesus, and he welcomes us into his family. Or if we look down at the next section in our Bibles here, the disciples are terrified that they're going to drown in the storm, that they're going to perish. And Jesus demonstrates his ultimate power and authority by calming the waves and the storm with a word. And the disciples ask the same question. Who is this? And Jesus asks, where is your faith in me? Where is your trust in who I am and what I say? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to who I really am? That I do have the power to control the wind and the waves, and you can trust me. Once we've got that straight, once we've got straight who Jesus is, then as his adopted family, we long to bear the family likeness and put into practice what we hear from him. And that will mean change. And we all have a built-in resistance to change, don't we? Some more than others. But especially if that change that Jesus asks for is personal, if it's about our character, if it's about what we think, what we do, then that can be deeply personal and really challenging. You see, Jesus sets the bar very high for us, doesn't he? Be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect, he says in Matthew's Gospel. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, he just said in Luke's Gospel. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Take the plank out of your own eye before you try and take the speck out of your brother's eye. He sets the bar very high, doesn't he? Look at yourself. Are you listening? Are you responding? Or as you read God's word, do you always tend to think, oh, if only so-and-so was listening to this, or they need to hear this message? Very easy to do that, isn't it? I tell you, as a preacher, it's particularly easy to do that. You know, I look around and I think, oh, yeah, I know one or two people who could do a listen to this message. But of course, even as I've prepared for this morning, I'm constantly asking myself, am I listening to God's word? Am I really listening and obeying? Am I seeing what I need to change in my own life? All of this begins with some self-examination. It begins with what Jesus says here. Consider carefully how you listen. And we're going to do that now for a few moments as we sit quietly. Consider, are you listening to Jesus? Are you listening to God's word and responding to it? Let's be quiet for a moment and do just that. Our Heavenly Father, each one of us has to acknowledge that sometimes we are not good at listening to you. Or if we have listened, we haven't responded in action. Forgive us, Heavenly Father. And help us as your family to be those who listen attentively to you. And by your grace, by your power at work within us, change. Change increasingly into the likeness of Jesus. Change into those who have more time for other people, more compassion, more desire, deeper desire to pray and to praise you and worship you. Our Heavenly Father, help us today to consider how we are listening to you. and we pray that you would help us to be honest in our conclusions. For Jesus' sake, amen.